have my DS or my tablet today, so you can't yell at me for doing other stuff.
Live on tape from beautiful Broadway in downtown Cape Girardeau, it is Podzilla 1985. I am your host, Shannon Young. As always, it is Thursday. We're here with the man himself, Tanner, for Tanner Thursday. Tanner, sir, good seeing you again.
Howdy doody, sir.
And you look great, by the way.
Thanks. I feel 10 pounds lighter.
You look 10 years younger.
I'll take that. I will take that.
You'll take that?
Yeah.
All right. Next to Tanner, we have the lovely and vivacious Jordan Lowry.
How's it going?
Jordan, good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you.
And then down at the end of the table is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay. Now, Tanner's late. We were supposed to record this show 30 minutes ago, but he says Texas Roadhouse screwed him over. So, Texas Roadhouse, if you're listening, Tanner Calvert's the name. Next time he's in, you know what to do.
Yeah, aww, get my food to me on time. The fat asses of the week.
I am.
I don't think we've done Fat Ass of the Week in a while.
Like, yeah, it has been a while.
It's been a while. Well, you know, we all haven't been together since Sunday when we did the 50th episode.
I feel kind of special. I'm 51.
If I live to see 51, it'll be a miracle. Well, let's put it that way. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it was horrible. It was just a terrible show.
Episode?
The 50th episode was just bad. The saddest part of that is that when I went back and thought about it, I thought, okay, I know this episode is going to get a ton of views, or listens, I guess, because it was the 50th episode, we promoted the shit out of it. And it did get a ton of, it's the most listened to show in a couple of days. And what a terrible way to introduce ourselves to a lot of potential listeners.
But 53 minutes in, all you hear is Zach wheezing because he's dying.
The 53-minute mark on that episode is the sweet spot, because that's when I start flipping out.
That was great, though.
I showed him that
fucking
today,
weenie in
and
a butt.
We both lost it again.
Yeah, I've been told that is the standout moment from that show. But no,
it was funny as shit.
I was disappointed. Yeah. I was disappointed in it.
Oh, it was a train wreck. It really was.
Yeah,
I can say this because I know he's not going to listen. Zach, that whole episode was Zach
in a nutshell. And for some reason, maybe it was God, it was fate, or it was just bad luck, Zach's mic was turned up way too loud.
Oh my God.
So all the potential listeners heard was Zach.
Yeah, because like I'd be sitting there listening to it, you know, I got headphones on at night, laying in bed listening to it. Everybody else is cool. I can't hear myself.
Yeah, that's what we get for not messing with the audio for 30 minutes before the show, like we normally do.
Yeah.
Like we did today when Tanner didn't show up for 30 minutes.
See, it paid off. It worked out. There was a reason for it.
Well, today, Tanner, we didn't have a topic. We went over a couple different things. We settled on what?
Action films.
Action films. I wanted to do a show on South Carolina, but it feels like the more I delay that show, the more shit happens and the more I have to talk about. So by this time next week, I'm pretty sure they'll declare martial law down there, and it's just going to be fields and fields of black people hung. And that'll make for a great show.
Wow.
That got dark fast.
Yeah.
I wanted to do Schwarzenegger, specifically.
Well, that definitely fits into the category.
It will, and it will come up. But we can't do Schwarzenegger specifically because Lindsay and Jordan, neither of them know much about him, and they both wanted to be on the show. Now, Lindsay's going to chime in and say, I can leave if you want. Because that's what she said the entire time before you got here.
I said that twice.
I have very short attention span.
Would you like me to steal that line?
No. But before we get to the topic at hand, I want to give a shout out to Jesse Kimball, who is keeping me up to date on the big controversy with the flag. And he sent me what his dad wrote on his Facebook about it and his comment about, let me see, I'm going to read this on the air because I told Jesse this was going on the air. His dad wrote, the Nazi flag is a part of Germany's history too. No, I'm sorry. This is what he wrote. Where was it? This was Jesse's comment to his dad defending the Southern flag. The Nazi flag is part of Germany's history too. Oddly enough, it's illegal to wave the Nazi flag in Germany. To which his dad replied, you know, I can almost see a connection there. Germany had Hitler. We got Obama. So.
Oh.
So there's that.
Aww.
Who made that? Somebody made that,
I know Fox News in the past has called Obama Hitler.
One person in general.
Which is awful, by the
way. I'm trying to think of who said that. Most people have called Obama Satan, too.
A lot of people have called Obama a lot of things. Short of calling him greasy nigger, which I'm sure a lot of people want to call him, but then say race.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people said that too.
Not in public. In public, you say that he was one of the worst presidents of all time. Not because he's black, but yet they've never gone after any other Democratic president as much as they've gone after Obama, but it's not because he's black.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. We're not here to talk about President Obama and how awful he is, because he is pretty bad, but not because he's black, but because he's spying on us. And as two conspiracy theorists, you and I.
Yeah.
Tanner, we got a new segment for the show.
Oh, here it is.
This is it. This is what you missed in rehearsal. So I posted on the site and I said, about to record a new Tanner Thursday. Who's excited? Why don't you guys give me some questions to ask Tanner live on the air?
Oh, God.
I'm really going to like this.
I just accidentally punched my microphone, so I apologize for that.
Okay, first off, tell me who asked the question before you asked
the question. Do you think we should leave it ambiguous? Or?
I think you should give the shout-out to the person that asked the question.
Okay.
As long as it's not too... Oh, God.
So now we're going to expose...
They're not awful.
We're going to expose our severely limited listener base.
I think you're already sweating, Tanner.
I am.
He is. Baby face. All right. So, first question up from Mr. Hunter Hendricks. You may know him.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah. I think I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
From The Fix.
Best
morning show in the business. He wants to know, he says, this is all-time classic. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses? Tanner, I want your answer on that.
I would take the duck-sized horses.
The
10 of them?
The 10 duck-sized horses? Now, why?
Have you seen? Well, I guess that would depend on what kind of duck you're talking. Are we talking like ducks at the park down the road here, like the big white ones? Or are we talking ducks like I hunt?
You just can't keep racism out of this. Can you? Got to be white ducks.
Oh, God.
You hunt black ducks, don't
Domestic
you?
Domestic ducks. Domestic How about
ducks.
That?
Yeah. Slave ducks? Is that what
you're
trying
to say? Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Dear God.
Zach's not the only one that can derail this motherfucker. It's for the record. okay. Next question is from our good friend Chelsea.
Okay.
Chelsea. She wants to know, and Lindsay's going to chime in and tell us where this is from because I do not remember. Why is a raven like a writing desk?
A what?
Why? Lindsay, go ahead.
Why is a raven like a writing desk?
You have no idea how to answer that one, do you? I don't even know.
Chelsea, congratulations. You stumped Tanner. You are our stumper of the week. You're going to get a free hug.
High five.
High five. Yeah. Over the air. We won't touch you.
High five.
Yeah. Yeah, high five. Lindsay, explain that one to us.
There's supposedly multiple answers, but the one I remember is the riddle came up when Edgar Allan Poe was still, like, newly popular.
Yeah.
And the answer is they both have inky quills. Because Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven, and writing desks back then had quills and ink.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
All right. Our good friend Cody Sandusky from CMO ESPN Radio wants to know, shout out. Jordan's, we'll talk a little bit, Cody. We got some ideas. What ghost / specter would you like to encounter in real life, and why is it Slimer?
Oh, actually, I do have an answer to that, like a legitimate answer.
What is it?
He goes by the name of Six.
Six.
Yeah.
X-Pac?
No.
No?
I quit.
No. Tanner.
Ah.
All right, who is Six? Explain that for the audience.
There used to be a show on A&E called Paranormal State.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one from
Wycliffe?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an Remember episode that. In Wycliffe, Kentucky, and it was actually a continuation. The season prior, they had I guess you could call it possession.
Yeah.
I think it was in Decatur, Illinois, which is about 3 hours north of here on the Mississippi.
Where the hometown of Icon for Hire, one of my favorite bands. Shout out to the guys over at Icon for Hire, who I've talked to, and they're really nice. Shout out. Oh, I know somebody. Anyway.
So they were doing EVP sessions, and they kept getting a voice saying, I am Six, I am Six. Well, they ended up having the exorcism, and the following season, they did another episode in Wycliffe, Kentucky, which is just across, you know, it was just 5 minutes from where I live in Carroll.
It's a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
Across that really scary bridge. Everyone listening that's been there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is a terrifying bridge. But they had an incident where a family member there had committed suicide. And I know the family personally. I grew up around them. The restaurant my family had for years, some of their family worked for us.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom worked for it.
Yep. They worked together.
Really? Oh, yeah. Small world.
And she kept describing seeing this creature with like a goat-like head. And she ended up going so crazy that she jumped off a cliff into the Mississippi River and killed herself.
I remember hearing this. So actually, they talked about that on the show, mm-hmm. didn't they?
Yeah. that's the house they went and investigated. And while they're investigating there, they got another EVP that says, I am six.
You know what's really sad about that? Great show, Paranormal State. We need to talk about it sometime. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorites growing up. Ryan Buell, who is unfortunately very sick now. Yeah. I don't know if you've kept up with him, but he's...
It's been a while.
Very, very sick. And a lot of controversy because they got in a lot of trouble for scamming listeners. I actually wrote a blog about it on Blogzilla 1985 that was pretty popular, and I hated being popular for that. That's not one thing I want people to read is because I like those guys. Yeah. I like Ryan Buell, so you know, hopefully it's not.
I mean, you can't expect them to catch something every time, so they're gonna have to come up with something to keep the viewers coming back.
We can do a whole show about that because it was pretty bad. We'll talk about that after the show because we have another question here for you.
Oh boy.
Hey, Brandy. I got a like on the post about it. Right behind you. All right, so last question is from our good friend John Massey.
Okay.
Big Johnny. He wants to know, how big is your asshole?
Too bad there's no cameras here.
Yeah, we haven't started doing video podcasts yet.
And it ain't going to happen.
Not until I lose some weight.
It's this big.
You gonna hold it up there? Okay, that's not that big.
Yeah, average.
You can't fit much in there.
No. Well, this show got awkward.
Yeah.
New segment.
That was the last question, right?
Yeah, that was the last question. Now, speaking of awkward, when I was leaving to come here, I walk out of my door, and the neighbors from across the hall are coming out at the same time. So I open it up, and as soon as I open the door, they're standing there. So I kind of went, oh, you know, oh. And I dropped my keys. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went, oh, that's awkward. And they no-sold it. They just walked it like I didn't even exist. They couldn't even see me. They're high as a kite, I'm pretty sure. They're so high right now.
I just wish they quit dragging crap up the stairs and making the floor and hallway filthy.
I wish they would stop existing. I don't want them to die. Just don't exist.
Maybe just don't live across from
into
us.
Into nothing?
Into nothing. Into oblivion.
Well, just think. It could be your neighbors from downstairs.
Let's not start that. Let's not get that conversation started. Asa will take me off Facebook. All right, let's get to the meat and potatoes of that. Thank you guys for the questions for Tanner. We'll do that again next week. I think that's fun. Yeah. That's a fun segment for Tanner Thursday.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Next time, ask some awkward questions. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, how big is your asshole? Isn't awkward enough?
Next time, we need to post pictures.
Oh, shit.
Of your asshole. A lot of people asking for pictures of assholes these days, I hear. Anyway.
You guys have some weird fetishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know. Bob always said, don't ever be attracted to a girl's ass, because that's where... Never mind. You know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Anyways, action movies?
Action movies.
Action movies.
So, we've done horror movies. Are you afraid she's going to hit you?
I thought so.
No, she's going to touch you. Oh, my God.
I'm going to die.
We've done horror movies. Shit. We've done. What are you doing?
She flicked my ear.
Oh, that's fine. It's a big ear. We've done horror movies. We've done comedies, and 15 minutes in, we're gonna do action movies. So, you said you talked to Jesse about this.
Yeah, we didn't talk much about it, but
because we don't have a list.
Yeah,
we don't have a list this time saying what top 10 favorite action movies. Jordan's looking it up.
We
on
did
his
not
phone,
come
though.
Prepared for this one.
I come prepared for everything.
Yay for winging it.
My mind is a steel box of many, many things. I can tell you what my favorite action movie of all time is.
What's that?
I honestly, just for pure action, oh hell, that's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Because my first instinct is to say Dredd. Because Dredd was so good. But Dredd is not a classic.
Are we talking?
Not Arnold, not Stallone. We're talking
the new
Carl
one.
Urban.
The new one.
Yeah.
It was good.
Did you like the Carl Urban or the Stallone version better?
I can't say that.
The one where he took his helmet off within like 5 minutes of the film?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I liked it better. I liked it.
Jordan, Judge Dredd is staring at me. Never mind. Have you seen Dredd?
No.
Or Judge Dredd?
No.
Okay, well.
Boy, you know what? We try to tell everybody you're not as...
We try to defend him and say it's not just Mr. Deeds.
And then you just shit all over that, too.
But when we have to come up with lists, I come up with movies that you guys have never seen.
He's got a point. He did that with a comedy show.
To be fair, every movie we come up with is one he hasn't seen.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, Jordan, okay, let's start with you, buddy.
Jesus, why?
Let's start with you. What's your favorite action movie?
I don't have just one favorite action movie. A good movie that I think, Taken.
Taken is a fantastic film.
Yeah.
We finally watched that a couple months ago.
And maybe a little longer than that.
Yeah, everyone always said, you got to watch Taken. It's really good. I never really bought Liam Neeson as an action star until I watched Taken. And now I know why that's all he does now.
Liam Neeson is money.
Yeah, it was Walk Amongst the Tombstones, Run All Night.
Look.
Taken 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8.
Have you seen where he tries to audition for a comedy?
That's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
But Liam Neeson is not what I would call the quintessential action star. He's a new age, smart action star. He only fights when he has to, and he does it quickly and puts him down. You know who the biggest action star of all time is?
I bet you're getting ready to
tell Hogan.
Oh, jeez. What?
No Holds Barred, Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny, Santa with Muscles. What else? Stare at me.
Karate Kid 3. Or not Karate Kid 3.
What the hell were they called? The Ninja Kids.
Three Ninjas.
High Kick at Mega Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he can make it through one show without trying to bring in Hulk Hogan into this.
The good thing is that Hulk Hogan is so fantastic, I don't have to force it.
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky 3. Yeah. Hulk Hogan.
Thunder Lips.
Not.
I will admit I like that one.
This is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. No, I mean Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest action film star of all time. And if you don't believe me, go watch any of his movies from the 80s except Raw Deal. Raw Deal's not that good.
Except Raw Deal.
Yeah. Go watch Commando. Watch Predator.
Rainbow.
Watch Total Recall. By the way, I hope CJ's listening because Total Recall is better than Blade Runner. You heard me. Total Recall is better than Blade Runner. Now, why is that important, you ask? Because both of those were based on short stories by Philip Dick. I think it's his name. Why are you laughing, Tanner? You got the smirk on your face already.
It's the way you said
Dick.
It.
Philip K. Dick. I'm pretty sure it's his name. And I'm going to look it up because if it's not, I'm going to feel like an asshole.
Dicks and assholes.
Let's not start that. We don't have him on the show. It doesn't have to be
I'm
this
not
way.
I'm saying it.
So while you're
Philip
doing...
K. Dick. Yeah. So, Total Recall was based on his short story, We Can Remember For You Wholesale, I think it was called. And then, Blade Runner was Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep or something like that. And, everyone loves Blade Runner. Blade Runner bored me to tears. But Total Recall.
I love Total Recall.
Oh, I just watched it again tonight before I came in tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go over the list. You got mutants, you got Michael Ironside, you got a woman with three breasts. Three of them.
He would notice that.
Well, yeah.
How could you not notice a woman with three breasts?
It's pretty blatant in the film, too.
Yeah.
She only shows them
off
all the time.
I'm saying, like, he would just... Yeah.
I didn't find it attractive. I don't want a woman with three breasts. I don't!
He only has two hands.
I got a mouth.
See? He defended it. He's thought about it.
But, yeah, you owe it to yourself to go watch Total Recall. Watch any Schwarzenegger film from the 80s and early 90s. The man made... Everything was gold. Everything. Predator, probably my favorite action movie of all time. Have you seen Predator?
No.
God damn it. Tanner, question for you.
Okay.
What's better, Predator or Alien 2? Well, Aliens, I guess it would be called.
Predator.
Yeah, Predator better?
Yeah.
Lindsay, same question.
I'm going to have to go with Predator.
Jordan?
Predator.
You fucker. Like you know anything about it. I'll have to show it to you.
Fair enough.
Have you ever seen The Raid? No, never seen The Raid?
No, I've never seen that.
Unless you made me watch it, I don't remember.
Bob and I watched it. You were doing what you usually do where you say you're watching it, but you're reading comics.
Reading comics on my computer.
Yeah, so.
But she didn't bring her DS, so you can't yell at her for being distracted.
And Tanner missed that one. See what happens when you don't show up for rehearsal?
We don't rehearse.
That's true.
We sort of really dick around beforehand.
Like, yeah.
It sort of counts as a rehearsal.
I guess. Huh?
I'll try my hardest there. All right, well, Tanner, you're the man. What's your favorite action movie? And why are action movies important? Let's state that first off. For men, action movies are just balls to the wall, break everyone's face. It's the things we wish we could do in real life, yeah. where we just crush everyone in front of us, rape their women.
Is that why I fall asleep during so many of them?
I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm trying to remember when you fell asleep you almost fell asleep during Daredevil. The TV show.
At the end, when they get to fighting and nothing's going on except fighting, I fall asleep.
The fight scene. And have you seen Daredevil yet?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're talking about the show? Yeah. I've seen like 3 episodes.
God damn it.
I know.
God, well, we're just doing homework for these shows.
Our internet was down and we didn't get to watch it as it came out and I just haven't made time to watch it yet.
Did you see the episode where they have the fight in the hallway? Right. Good night, folks.
Probably
show's
not.
Over. Is I'm it? Shutting down the studio.
Isn't the apartment building hallway?
Yeah, with steps? Where he's rescuing the kid.
Okay, that was a good fight.
It's one shot. It's one continuous shot of him just, he's tired, he's beaten, and he has to keep fighting like these 20 guys. And it's just one continuous shot through the whole hallway. And it's amazing. One of the greatest action scenes I've ever seen. It's not Schwarzenegger stupidity action, but it's fantastic. Jordan, do you know why Schwarzenegger is the greatest action hero of all time?
Why is he the greatest?
He's the kind of guy that legitimately took a machete and threw it at someone and hit him and said, and it pinned him to the wall and he said, stick around. He threw a pipe through a guy's chest and it went into another pipe and steam started coming out and he goes, what was it? Let off some steam.
Yeah.
So you're a sucker for one line.
He's really punny.
Ah.
He's amazing. And he's been in some of the greatest movies of all time, the Terminator series. I wanted to talk about Schwarzenegger because Terminator Genesis is coming out in 2 weeks, and I'm stoked for it because I'm a huge Terminator fan. In fact, for those of you who are listening, you'll know that the Terminator theme was the intro song. You guys didn't even know that.
That's because you didn't tell us what song you were playing yet.
I like the element of surprise.
I know.
I would like to add something about the new Terminator coming out, though. Let's see here. What was the last Terminator film he was in?
Salvation, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well,
it was the only good part of Salvation.
He was actually in.
Three, Rise of the Machines.
Okay. As I am watching that, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, he needs to give up on this whole franchise right now because he's getting entirely too old.
See, everyone keeps saying that.
And now they're playing to that.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying he's getting too old.
He is.
He's only 60.
He was working real well as the grouchy cop in the last couple we watched.
The Last Stand?
Yeah.
I watched Sabotage the other day, and it wasn't too bad.
The Last Stand was actually pretty good.
And that was his first movie back.
Yeah.
But have you seen how he looks for Genesis?
Yeah.
He's jacked again. He's still Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger.
I don't think he's ever not been
jacked. Yeah, he's never not been jacked. But they are playing to the fact that he's older because the T-800 is living tissue over, metal exoskeleton. Mm-hmm. And it ages. So it makes sense. They've actually tied it together and made it work. Jordan, do you know anything about the Terminator?
He always comes back.
He does. Good job.
Technically, he just continues to exist because of time travel.
Technically, he doesn't keep coming back. He dies in every single one of them.
Same version.
It's just another robot that looks like him.
Because they're all the same.
Yeah. Which, did you ever watch the deleted scene from Rise of the Machines where they show Arnold Schwarzenegger as the human they're basing it on?
No.
Yeah. It's a great scene. So you see Arnold Schwarzenegger and, he's walking through, but they replaced his voice with this hick, like, oh gosh, that looks like me. And he looks at the mold for it, for the T-800s. And, one of the technicians that's working on it, they say, yeah, I really don't like the voice. And this little nerdy guy turns around and in Arnold's voice says, we can change that. Awesome.
I got to go watch that now.
You have to go watch Terminator 3. And Jordan, you have to watch Terminator 1 and Predator.
You just have to watch.
Commando.
We have them. You can probably borrow them.
You probably can.
Or come over and watch them.
Ooh. No. I don't think you want to come over to the sauna that we call an apartment right now.
Well, once
our bedroom's 67 degrees. Our living room's 80 degrees. But it's fixed.
Why is our living room 80 degrees?
Because it's hot as shit outside and the AC doesn't work right. I don't give a fuck what LaCroix says.
Okay.
Shout out to LaCroix. Steel
right,
Stephanie's
so
there.
Here's a little impromptu thing. You mind if I go over the Rolling Stones top 10 and get and ask what you guys think about it?
I would love for you to do that because I'm basically floundering here trying to come up with things to say to keep this going.
I say we got lists.
20
here.
Minutes so, in and I'm like sweating because I'm like, please somebody
talk. I feel like
talk.
You were floundering.
Right.
we'll go
That's
around.
I'm that good.
Just rate them 1 to 10, okay? And if you want to comment, let's comment. Right?
I definitely want to comment.
Rolling Stones, top 10 action movies. Number 10, Die Hard.
Just Die Hard or the franchise?
Die Hard.
All right. Die Hard 1, fantastic movie. Great. Tanner's never seen it, has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
Bruce
think
Willis,
I've ever seen it.
Classic, yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. Alan Rickman as the bad guy.
What rating would you give it?
I would give Die Hard an 8 out of 10. It's not my favorite action movie of all time. The sequels are mostly terrible, except for the one with Samuel L. Jackson. Die Hard with a Vengeance, that was really good.
Tanner?
A solid 7.
Solid 7?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
I've never watched it, so I don't feel it's fair
Lindsay,
to rate.
Jordan, Lindsay is you today. What wish we had the alcohol here. We could
I'm
take
sorry,
a drink.
I should have been here for the comedy show.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll get
we
some
need to do that again.
Left.
Yeah, we're going to do some more, do another comedy show, because there's so much we missed out on.
Number 9, I think Shannon's going to pee his pants. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Terminator 2 should be way higher on the list. Yeah. Terminator 2 is probably one of the greatest action films. It's one of the last movies to do predominantly practical effects and not CG. It's amazing looking. It's got a great story. The future parts with the hunter killers and then the T-800s fighting is incredible. It has the best nuclear bomb moment in any movie I've ever seen, where Linda Hamilton's grabbing the chain link fence, the bomb goes off, her skin burns off and flies away and leaves a skeleton hanging to it. Nightmarish. It's incredible.
It is
10 out of 10.
It's a damn good movie.
It's 12 out of 10.
Is that even possible?
It goes to 11.
I think you just broke the scale.
So did... No. No. Bad, Jordan. Tanner.
I gotta agree, like, with the 10 out of 10. It's definitely the best movie out of the franchise.
Agreed. And Terminator 1's really good.
Yeah.
And 3 I really liked. 2 was fantastic. Salvation was garbage.
2 is more memorable to me. Like, I can remember most of it, where the other ones, I'm like, scenes here and there.
Yeah, 2 is a classic, absolutely.
And see, I can't say I hate Salvation either, because...
I did not like it. I was so disappointed. I was worried when I went to go see Jurassic World that I was going to have a Salvation moment.
Oh,
but thank God I did.
We're going to talk about that here in a minute.
Okay. Jordan, go on.
Number 8, Raiders of the Last Ark.
Lost Ark.
Lost Ark.
This is last.
Well, they typed
it
wrong.
Desire.
I mean, it's Indiana Jones.
They can't
English. It really does say Last Ark.
I'm not kidding. Are you seeing this?
I see it. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm not a huge Indiana Jones fan, to be honest with you.
Blasphemer.
I it's all right. It's the best one of the series by far.
I also don't care about the new one. Oh God, the new one.
Oh, Kingdom of the Last Crusade.
Yeah.
I
wish.
Harrison Ford, classic movie. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. I'm gonna get some hate mail for that.
No, I'm going 9 because I love that movie.
I'll go middle ground, 8 because that same thing. I only remember clips.
Is that the one where they have that part where the guys flinging the sword around and Indy just shoots him?
Yes.
Was that Last Crusade? Was that Raiders?
That was Raiders.
So there's a part. Have you seen it?
Flipping the sword, being all showy.
Yeah, he's like showing off.
And then Harrison Ford just looks at him and goes, pow.
And just shoots
off.
Him and walks away. Great.
Well, the movie itself, from what I'm reading, wildly exceeded expectations, grossing $388.9 million.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is a huge franchise.
It's a huge,
It's one of the reasons that and obviously Star Wars.
They have their own ride at Disney.
You know, big reason Harrison Ford is
fucking. And I love that. Like, we went to Disney World when I was 15, and that was the first thing I wanted to do was to go see the Indiana Jones attraction.
See,
it's not really a ride.
The Star Wars first, but
both starring Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And both rides are right by each other.
You can ride a AT-AT into the Ark.
He's not going to understand a word of what you just said.
Let's go on to the next one.
Next one.
Number 7, First Blood.
Oh, Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I can forget about Rambo.
I didn't. I said it earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
You did not hear me say Rambo?
The crazy thing about Rambo is that the first Rambo movie is so different from the others.
Yeah.
The first Rambo movie was based on a true story, I think, about a vet who goes to a town and gets harassed by local cops. And it was a good movie. It was a serious movie for Stallone, who wasn't really known for serious movies at the time. He was an action star. The second one, though, just fully embraces the action star. And he's putting on the headband. He's blowing up. He's shooting. In Rambo 4, he shoots a guy so many times with a machine gun, the guy explodes.
That's awesome.
Also did a great parody movie called Hot Shots. In Hot Shots Part 2.
Oh, my God.
Where he shoots the chicken at the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did that not get on the comedy list?
That's a good question.
Hot Shots was great.
There's just too many comedy movies.
That's why I said we need to do another one, but Hot Shots Part 2. My favorite scene was the karate or the martial arts tournament.
Where he puts his hands on the gummy bear.
Yeah. No. That was funny, but my favorite part is when he gets him the groin shot, just kicks him straight in the groin.
And they come out of his mouth.
Marbles pop out of his mouth.
Need to watch that one.
Number 6, Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that's hard to classify as an action movie.
Yeah, that's more of a comedy for me.
But I will say buddy action movie. Yeah. Mel Gibson and the best thing to come out of Lethal Weapon is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia's sequels that they made. And 6.
Oh, 5 and 6. They made 5 and 6,
yeah. With Danny DeVito as the bad guy, as the Indian. It's a good movie. I would go 7 out of 10. Again, it's not my favorite. I do like it. Mel Gibson's American accent is great. Mm-hmm. If you've ever heard Mel Gibson talk out in an interview, I can't understand a word he says. He's Australian.
Yeah.
They were a bunch of criminals.
If I'm ranking it as an action film, I gotta give it like a 6 as an action film.
But as a buddy comedy.
But as a buddy comedy, it's getting like an 8.
Every day we do a Podzilla show, I think to myself, I'm getting too old for this shit. go on. Oh, wait, Lindsay, forgot.
I've never watched it in its entirety. It's right. One of the things. I've seen clips from things.
Number 5, The Matrix.
No.
I'm not a Matrix fan.
Overrated.
I'm not going to even rank that.
Well, I'll rank it. The first Matrix was good. The first Matrix was a great movie.
I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, I love Keanu Reeves. I love Lawrence Fishburne. Carrie Ann Moss, Joe Pantoliano, or Joey Pants as I call him. We're friends. Personal friend.
I guess in a way changed part of the action genre.
It did. It made it way more stylish. All of a sudden black trench coats and glasses and slow motion. The slow mo is what they really contributed. Bullet time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean it's iconic. How many movies have made fun of that?
Too many. Yeah. Now, the bad thing with that is the sequels were god-awful.
Oh, horrible.
Reloaded and what was the other one called? Asa right now is sitting at home listening going,
It's another R.
Revolutions.
Yes.
Yeah. Matrix Revolutions.
I like the Animatrix.
Animatrix was really good, and it was also revolutionary in terms of animation. Mm-hmm. Very good. For the Matrix itself, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. That's not going to be a lot of scores like that today.
The original Matrix... Yeah, I would go with 7, just for the original. Like, if I don't... God, I hope they don't put the other ones on there, though.
Hopefully it's one movie per franchise,
not necessarily. I mean...
Yeah, which one?
Any given... They want to put
Any another, given Sunday?
No. If they want to put another Rambo on there, I'd go.
Rambo? Which Rambo was it? Was it the first one or the second one?
First one.
See, First Blood Part 2 was better. First Blood Part 2 was the best.
I always hated that title, First Blood Part 2.
It gets confusing.
It does.
I'm already confused.
I think the reoccurring theme that I've gathered from here and other movies is the first one is awesome, the sequels always suck.
Not always. We've done a show on that too.
Generally.
Sequels. Sequelitis. Speaking, yeah, we did that show. Yeah. And the best example I can think of is Star Wars was good, Empire Strikes Back was better. Empire Strikes Backs. You know who else struck the backs of people? Slave owners who are proud to fly the Confederate flag because it's a part of their heritage. Nah, I just got hit in the face with a hat. Ow.
A blues hat at that.
And now I've got the blues. Let's move on.
Number 4, Predator.
Fuck! Number 4? Mm-hmm. Bullshit
at
list.
At least it's in the top 5.
Give it a chance. You don't know what's 3, 2, and 1.
It better be another Schwarzenegger film. Oh, or I'm walking out of this fucking building.
And we've already discussed.
Predator
is awesome. Predators, yeah.
Predator
10
out of 10. No, we're going
to
talk more about Predator.
I do like the...
The Predator himself. Yeah, the Predator is awesome. And what's great about Predator is you don't see his face until the very end. Through the entire movie, he's wearing a mask. And then him and Schwarzenegger... Because he's this high-tech hunter. And he only fights...
He's invisible half the time.
Yeah, and he only fights people with honor. So, like, he sees this woman who's unarmed, he won't mess with her. He's not a serial killer. This is honorable for him. And he kills people and skins them and hangs their skinned bodies up for other people to find, unless he... Okay, he was going to jump in there. He tears the skull and the spinal cord out as a trophy. Yeah, so he fights Schwarzenegger at the end. He takes the mask off so they can fight man-to-man, and that's when you see the ugly fucking Predator face, and Schwarzenegger goes, "You are one ugly motherfucker."
I think my favorite thing about the Predator is even when he loses, He doesn't lose.
He blows up half the forest.
I don't know if you know this, but if the Predator's dying and he knows it, he sets off an atomic bomb. Like, there's an atomic bomb built. I guess it's on his armor.
Yeah, it's in his wristband.
Yeah.
He
is a walking atomic bomb.
Well, not only that, because he doesn't want them to find him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be found out. Like, part of the Predator code is that humans don't know about them. They made a sequel.
Kind of like the Phoenix Lights. Sorry.
I would love to talk about Phoenix Lights sometime, but we'll talk about Predator right now. They made a couple sequels. The part two was really good with Gary Busey and Danny Glover. Danny Glover again. Very underrated movie.
I love
movie.
Danny Glover.
I love Predator. The best part about Predator, though, you're wrong. It's the part where Carl Weathers and Schwarzenegger shake hands, and their muscles are so gigantic. Body mass alone, you know?
It's almost too much for the screen.
I knew you were going to say body mass before it was done.
So 10 out of 10 for me. No, 25 out of 10.
You're not very good at math today.
He just loves it.
It's because he went to Meridian.
I did. give me a score.
I'm going to go 9.
Well, the last episode of Tanner Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah. Join us next week for Mahoney Thursdays.
Oh, where Belcher offered every other minute.
Lindsay?
I'll give it 10 because I actually didn't fall asleep during that one.
She's giving it a 10 because she wants a ride home.
I have my own keys. Thank you.
Oh.
I also have a car.
You going to give my girlfriend a ride home?
I was going to give you a ride home.
Good man. What's the next one?
Number 3, The Bourne Identity. The first one.
I've never seen it.
I've never watched them either.
I really? Have.
Yeah, because it's you.
I meant all of us as a collection.
Movie.
Really?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I like, I don't even remember his name.
Matt Damon. Go ahead, do it.
I remember that just solely because.
Team America.
That too.
I thought you were going to do the Matt Damon.
Yeah, that too. But, actually, Jimmy Kimmel's, whole bit between him and, Ben Affleck.
Oh yeah, that was classic.
You just hear, I can't remember if it was Sarah Silverman that kept singing about.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman singing, I'm fucking Matt Damon. Look that up. That whole series. And then, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel retorts and comes back saying he's fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And he just, that's just so funny.
That's why I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I love him.
So much better than Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, motherfucker.
Fuck. Wait, are you cussing me or Jimmy Fallon?
I'm cussing you.
Well, you know what? Just for the sake of not fighting with Tanner, let's move on.
Number 2, Alien.
The first one?
First one?
Wait, let me see that.
1979.
Yeah, fuck that.
Huh.
No.
Two. Aliens.
Aliens, yeah, because the first Alien movie, and
is
Jordan,
so
we're not mad at you.
Oh, it's
not your
phone record. I know.
The first Alien movie is more of Tanner and I's horror style. It's a haunted house movie in space, where there's one alien, and he's killing people off one by one. Aliens is when they go in with an army, the Colonial Marines, and they're just blowing the shit out of aliens left and right. I mean, it's a great action movie. 10 out of 10. Did you say next?
No, I said hints.
Oh, thank God. I'll say we're going to talk about aliens.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not too
Bill
much.
Paxton was fantastic in that movie.
Bill Paxton's fantastic in most things
he does. That's true. He was also in Predator 2. Yeah, think about that. Sigourney Weaver. You know why Alien's so important? It was the first movie that I can remember, other than like Barbarella. Think about that, if anyone knows what that is.
I know what Barbarella
is. It's the first movie I can think of that had a female protagonist that was on equal footing with the men. She wasn't a dainty princess that needed to be protected. Sigourney Weaver kicked ass. She had the fucking plasma the pulse rifle. She had the big loader, and she fought the alien queen at the end. I mean, she was a hard-ass woman, and it paved the way for a lot. No, it didn't, because I can't think of any more women that did anything after that.
Sigourney Weaver's just a badass.
It's not like immediately.
Well, I can think about like Pam Grier and like Foxy Brown, but that actually came first, and that was just blaxploitation. She got naked a lot. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Sorry, women's rights activists. I tried. Let's go on to the next one. Wait, no. We got to give a score.
10.
We're not very good at this. Did I?
Yeah, you did that.
You gave yours, yeah.
What'd I say?
You said 10.
Did I say 10?
Yeah.
Let's do a 30 out of 10.
Damn it.
On Alien.
All of them. The entire series is good up until Resurrection. Terrible movie.
I didn't like Alien that much. I didn't like the first one. So,
did you not? Really?
Not the first one, no. Not as an action movie. No.
No.
It's a horror.
Yeah.
Horror.
Lindsay did fall asleep during that one.
Uh-huh.
Because it's an hour of setup.
It's so slow. Yeah. And right, I'm usually good about setup, but yeah, no.
Before I say the number one.
Are we on number one already?
Yes. That was
Let's take guesses.
Well, now, no, hold on. Let's not take guesses. Well, we can do
I'm
that.
I'm going to take a guess.
Before, Lindsay. Before we do that, name a movie that you would put in the number one slot that we haven't mentioned already.
The number one action... I feel like it's going to be Dread or The Raid. I really do. Just because they were so... what's the right word? They were so progressive in terms of action. It was brutal. They're brutal action films. Me personally, I'd like to see something like Commando as number one because it was so good. I worry, by the way you're smiling at me, that I'm going to be pissed off at the answer. So I'll say Commando because I like... You know what Schwarzenegger's name was in that movie? John Matrix. That's the kind of name that grabs you by the balls and crushes them.
Tanner.
He picked up a phone booth. A guy was in a phone booth. He picked up the phone booth and slammed it down. Fucking John Matrix, man.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he, you know, on the set of Terminator 2, he was the only one that could carry the minigun.
Well.
Yeah. I also forgot to mention Jesse the Body Ventura during The Predator. That's good. So. And Bill Duke. Tanner?
All right. I'm going to take two guesses here. I'm gonna throw two movies out there.
And then what would you personally? Two guesses and then a personal.
Fuck. I'm going through a list here because I can't pick. Mission Impossible, just because simply because it hadn't been mentioned before.
If Mission Impossible is number one, I will shut the show down.
Flip the table?
Wait. All right, see here. Mission Impossible or Taken.
That's my Taken's guess. Good, but there's no way they're going to rate it number one. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, but if it wasn't, I don't know.
I'm saying it's got to be an 80s action movie. It's got to be Schwarzenegger. Lindsay?
Was there a Terminator movie on there?
Terminator 2.
Was it on there? Yeah. I already forgot.
Terminator 2, you will not see one ranked above Terminator 2.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
That we have.
My problem is most of the action movies I watched, you've shown me, and I've fallen asleep during most of them.
I hand this you gold sounds, and you turn it into...
This sounds oddly familiar.
What would you personally pick, Tanner?
What did Brandy just show you?
She showed me Independence Day, but I feel that's more
sci-fi.
Oh,
they got a sequel. Sequel's coming out, and I think it's called, like, Insurgence, I think.
Something like that.
My God, you talk about striking while the iron's hot. 20 years later, let's bring out a sequel to that damn movie.
Well, didn't they do that with Jurassic World?
She's got a point.
Well, Jurassic
succeeded.
World was a sequel to Jurassic Park 3, which was...
No, fuck that movie.
I liked 3.
Ouch.
Fuck 2.
I like 2
really?
And 3. I like them all. No, I can't pick.
I think 3 needs the E.T. Atari game treatment.
You
it
want
needs to be
in
put
landfill?
In a bin.
Yeah.
With Hoffa?
Yeah.
Jordan, I'm dying in suspense.
He wants, yeah, what is
I,
it?
What would I personally
personal.
Pick?
Yeah.
What would I would personally pick is actually a new action film, and I know none of you guys have seen.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, have you? Have you seen Kingsman, The Secret Service?
You showed me part of it.
I love that movie.
But there's no way in hell it's going to be Kingsman. It's too new.
I know. But if I had to pick, if I had to make a list, I would put it there. I love the movie. It was fantastic.
You're saying Kingsman is the greatest action movie you've ever seen?
Actually, yeah. Some of the fight scenes.
You've never seen The Raid, though, have you?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen Dread?
Yeah.
Lindsay, I'm just going to go to you because I'm getting pissed off over here. I'm about to open a can of whoop ass.
I don't judge an action film by how much killing and how gory
you don't judge
it is.
An action film by how much action it has. You dumb monkey.
If the fight scenes have to be good. You can't just have a guy running around a building, shooting it up, killing everybody.
Yes, you can. It's called Dread, and it was awesome.
I didn't say it wasn't a good film.
How far are we into the show?
Hour and a half.
Okay, we're an hour and a half.
No, 43 minutes. Sorry.
We're 43 minutes. And I'm surprised nobody's mentioned anything about James Bond.
I was thinking it the moment
GoldenEye
ago.
Is one of my favorite movies. I'm almost positive.
I was thinking more like Casino Royale.
Yeah, I'm saying if he's dropping a hint about that, it's probably Casino Royale. But have you ever seen GoldenEye?
GoldenEye's really good.
GoldenEye is my absolute favorite Bond movie of all time. It was so good. And you know what's better than GoldenEye was the game. GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
That game.
Yes.
That opened up a whole new world.
First console, first person shooter.
Multiplayer shooter.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, they did Doom on Super Nintendo, and it was cool, but, man, GoldenEye kicked ass.
Oh, these graphics are so amazing.
At the time. Yeah. Well, Jordan, I got to know. What is it?
I have a feeling somebody's going to flip the table. Max 2, The Road Warrior.
I'm not going to flip the table on that. I don't agree with it. But I'm
I
not
was actually going to say Mad Max was one of my choices.
Mad Max, I should have thought when he said one no one's talked about, Mad Max would be on there.
Yeah.
That's one of the quintessential tough guy movies. What I'm surprised by, no Chuck Norris. No Delta Force, no Missing in Action, no Expendables.
I forgot about the
Expendables.
The Expendables would be on my list all day, all three of them.
So there's a lot. And of course, this is just one man's opinion. The Rolling Stone writer, you're right. So we're not going to agree with it, but I'm not going to flip the table over Mad Max. It's not a bad film. Mel Gibson's good. And it opened up a lot. I mean, think, without Mad Max, there probably wouldn't be a Fallout. There wouldn't be, other post-apocalyptic things that I can't think of at the moment.
Oh, I'm trying. What was the movie with Denzel Washington he did that was
post-apocalyptic? Book of Eli.
Yeah, that movie was fantastic.
That was really good.
I loved it.
I have not seen, there's one with Viggo Mortensen, or Viggo Morgenstein. I like that one better. what was it called? The Road? That's another post-apocalyptic film that's supposed to be really good. Well, you know, that was an interesting look at action films.
Yeah.
Yeah, always entertaining. Now, before we go, though, I want to talk about Jurassic World. You said we were going to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely.
So good.
Now,
so
we say, show of hands, spoiler alert, who hasn't seen it? And there's Jordan.
That's
Jordan, are you going to see it, and are we going to spoil anything?
Have you seen any of the other Jurassic Park movies?
No. Oh, we're good then. But.
Has Zach returned ours yet? Because I really want to watch the original.
I actually grabbed it from him tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Jurassic World, amazing.
It was so good.
Jesse brought something to my attention last night while we were playing ESO that I thought was interesting. Apparently, the T-Rex...
Was the T-Rex from the first movie.
Yeah, it was the original T-Rex.
I didn't pick it up either. Lindsay apparently did.
I saw the scar,
I didn't think anything. I
just thought it was the scars from the fight with Indominus Rex.
Yeah. It wouldn't have done that quickly.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I was like, there's no way the scars would have healed, the cuts would have healed that quick. So yeah, it's the same T-Rex. Oh God, we should have said spoilers. Hey, if you haven't seen Jurassic World...
I said spoilers when I asked Jordan.
Well, I'm just full on out. If you guys haven't seen Jurassic World yet, turn the show off now, and we'll see you on the next one. Now for everyone that's staying, yeah, the final fight between Indominus Rex and the T-Rex and the Velociraptor. The Velociraptor is riding on the back of the T-Rex.
It's awesome!
We're in the theaters and it's happening. I just kind of lean over to Brandy and go, is there really a raptor riding in the back of this T-Rex right now?
Uh-huh.
I had tears in my eyes. I was so giddy. I felt like a kid again. I felt like my life didn't suck. My parents were still alive and I could still go down to Chris's Cafe and get a burger.
Ah, damn it.
I was so happy. Kill Bill, not a fan.
No.
Not a big fan of that. I am a fan of Jurassic World, though. Amazing film. Like I said, I went into it thinking it was going to be like Terminator Salvation. I was going to be really disappointed. I left so happy about that film. I went out and bought Lego Jurassic World on Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we tried to not go in with overly high expectations helped a lot, though.
Which I'm going to try to do for Terminator Genesis because I don't want to be disappointed by it like I was with Salvation.
Salvation was disappointing.
We have to make a day of this or something. We need to watch the Terminator films. And then we'll go see Terminator Genesis.
Okay.
Because I'm so excited about the movie. I want to get people hyped about Genesis.
I'm for a marathon.
I'm on board.
When does it come out?
The first.
July?
Of July. 2 weeks away, Genesis comes out.
If I say the next 10 or Thursday, we may have to do that. Just marathon on Terminators.
I won't get to watch if it's a Thursday.
Well, we can't do it at... I mean, I guess we could do it at the store. During hours. With all the kids. Remember when we used to try to watch movies and that guy would come in and play Call of Duty?
Oh, God.
We would try to watch As Above, So Below, which not an action film, but a fantastic movie. And we're trying to watch it and it's the quiet parts, you know, the creepy stuff. And then over here we just hear, I got him! Sucked.
I missed
that guy though. That guy was cool.
Yeah, except
he hasn't come in lately.
Because we haven't been watching movies.
Yeah, we need to watch something we want to watch, and then he'll be back.
That's something we need to start doing. Like, if it's really slow, hey, let's pop a movie on that we all really want to see. And then everybody shows up.
And then we get business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Completely off topic, great action film that I really liked, 300.
300 was good.
That was a really good one.
I really liked that movie.
I
enjoyed it also.
Lots of buff guys with no shirts on.
Thank you. That movie ruined men for women for a long, long time. Because those were some buff dudes. Even the old men were buff.
Ridiculously buff.
Yeah, and what's the strangest thing about that is, because I'm a big fan of the Phantom of the Opera movie, and to know that King Leonidas, the most recent one.
Okay.
With Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
That the Phantom was King Leonidas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that he went from how he looked in Phantom of the Opera to this built, buff, insanely buff, buff body mass guy.
Gerard Butler's awesome.
He is. He was. What's he done lately?
Recently, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Shut up.
That's actually really... I love those movies.
I know, but I mean, not the same. What's he done physically? Because if you got... You don't want to cover that body up with an animated character.
I can't think
it's all hips and nips. You know? How many It's Always Sunny references have we made tonight?
You've made a lot.
A ton.
Well, you are the one who watches it.
But they do enjoy action films, so... They do,
yeah, Predator. Again.
Again.
I might go home and watch that tonight. Yeah.
We need to borrow a bowl.
All right. We're going to wrap it up on that. Thank you guys for listening, of course. I want to thank Tanner for coming in late for Tanner Thursday, but showing up.
I was here.
You were here. And I'm always here. So happy when you're here. Cause
I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier today.
Oh, it's fine. I was so busy. Yeah. I was so busy. Don't get me started on today because I got really pissed off. We'll talk about it sometime. But Tanner, thank you for coming in. We'll see you. I like this. We do together.
Sometime.
We need to get a schedule set up.
Yeah, I know.
Because if we're going to alternate, we need to do Tanner Thursdays and then Tannerless Thursdays.
Well, then we need to plan on every other Thursday being Tannerless.
I can do that.
If something happened and I can make it, surprise.
Surprise visit.
Surprise Tanner Thursday.
Yeah. Lindsay, thanks for coming in.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for nosing your way in.
So mean.
And, of course, Jordan Lowry, thanks for everything, all the rides today.
I got to say, Jordan and Lindsay have talked more in this episode than they have in a long time.
Well, it's good. I think 4 is the sweet spot when it comes to group dynamics. You don't want to have more than 4 because 5 is just a nightmare. You know, don't wink at me. Or if you're going to wink at me, do something about it.
All I could think about just then was a Holy Grail reference, the Holy Hand Grenade.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. You won't get that because you don't like the fucking movie.
I know the holy shotgun
three,
from Constantine.
No more, no less.
Constantine was pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was.
Speed.
Speed!
Hey, oh, damn.
Where was Speed on that list? Point Break? No. No Point Break.
The Marine with John Cena.
The Marine 2.
God good night, everybody. Bless.
The Marine 4 with Summer Rae. Hey, speaking of wrestling, we're going to record Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow. Jordan, you going to be there?
I'm going to try.
Awesome. So be me, Jordan. Zach and Hunter, of course, will be recording over at Real Rock 99.3. Look forward to that. It'll be posted on Saturday. Hopefully nobody dies in between
this
then.
This is just a regular show, right?
This is just a regular show.
There's
no
not
previews.
Another pay-per-view?
No previews. A lot of stuff to talk about, though. Jeff Jarrett, Global Force Wrestling, TNA being bought out.
What?
You have to listen to the show. All right. Can't tell you. Eric Rowan out for months. Tyson Kidd has surgery. So much stuff is going
on.
Sounds
like you got a lot of news.
We got a lot to talk about. So we'll see you on that one. Thank you guys for coming in and talking. Thank you guys for listening. I always appreciate it. And we will see you on the next episode.
Night, guys.
Good night.
Bye.